Praise the Lord, good evening. Let's start our worship with a prayer. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We come before the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all the victories that you allow us to pass through. Thank you for all the achievements, the progress in serving you in the ministry. Thank you for solving out of issues and problems. Thank you for all the rewards that we and the brethren have received from you from morning till now. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you, our great God. There's no one like you. Thank you for the good health, healing, miracles, the job offers, the discounts we receive, and the food, the shelters, the peace, the joy, your word, the favor from you and from men. In our places of living and work, we thank you for all these good things that you give us. Oh Lord, we this time, once again, Lord, as a church, as individuals, as workers in your vineyard, we commit ourselves once again to serve you and do the work of yours faithfully, oh God. There's no one like you. Truly, Lord, you are a great God. It's a great privilege to serve and do the work of yours in the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, we pray also, Lord, that you help us and lead us to evangelize. We pray for new opportunities, new doors that you open to us, new areas, streets, houses, buildings, cities, countries, nations, continent, O God, that you will reach them with the word of God. Lord, we pray for those who are hungry and thirsty for your word. Send us to them in the name of Jesus. And we pray for more faithful people to join with us serving you, O God. Lord, you say and promise that when you saw the crowd who were harassed, sheep without shepherd, and you say, pray for the Lord of harvest that you send workers. Yes, Lord. Yes, the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. Pray for the Lord of harvest to send workers in the vineyard. So, God, here we are. Send us, Lord, as workers for yours, to bring the harvest of the nation to your kingdom at your feet, O God. O Lord, put in our heart and mind compassion for the lost souls. Give us more of your word and the message that we're going to say and speak to them in the name of Jesus. We ask you also, Lord, to bless all the congregation here in Al Ain and Abu Dhabi, all the outreaches in other places in Oman, in Kuwait, Iraq, in India and Sri Lanka, in Philippines, Australia, in Sierra Leone, in Malawi, in USA, in the Philippines, Lord, we pray for all the elders, leaders, pastors, workers, families, parents, individual members, anoint them and continue to lead them with the anointing of the Holy Spirit to do the work of yours. We pray for more souls to be harvested, more families and people to be reached out. We pray for more workers to be raised to save you. We pray for favor that comes from you upon us, from the governments and from the rulers in all these places that we mentioned, that whatever we need, from papers, documentation, facilities, lands, building, oh God, we pray, even here in here, we pray that time will come that we'll have our own building, oh God. We pray for a favor from you that you receive land, that we'll have a building for your church. You make a way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we want to thank you this time for all what we receive, O God. All what we have is from you, with individual families, ministries, the church. Thank you for all the workers. Thank you for the worship ministry. Thank you for the school, for the church school. Thank you for the farming ministries. Thank you for all the evangelism and the Bible studies and discipleship. We thank you, Lord, even today, even this time, tonight. Oh God, we ask you to anoint this worship service, oh God. We pray for fresh anointing upon us. Anoint the songs, the worship songs, and anoint the instruments. anoint also the word of yours, the giving and all the item of our worship. We thank you, Lord. Anoint this recording and keep it safe and make it reach your people who are in need of your word. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand and let us welcome the Holy Spirit in our midst. Thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. Of yours. We thank you, Lord. Continue to anoint us and lead us to do the work of yours. Lead us to the Lordship. Lead us to people who are weary, who need you, O God. Lead us, O God, in the way of righteousness that you want us to go. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's continue to worship the Lord and clap our hand and praise Him. us, O God. We continue to lift up your name on high. We continue to live your word and be directed by you. Lord, anoint the rest of our worship and let your name be glorified. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's collect our tithes and offerings and our first fruit unto the Lord. Lord, we thank you for your great provision to us, your love and your care and your support to us. We pray in the name of Jesus, O God, that you bless each and every one who brought his tithes and offering and first the fruit to you. Let your name be magnified and be glorified, O God. Open the windows of heaven and bless your people. Rebuke the devourer in their life, O God. I pray also, Lord, multiply this amount of money and use it to reach the lost. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 27. We continue our series, How to Take the Right Decision. We will read this, the whole chapter, and the title of the message is Beware of Wrong Decision. Beware of Wrong Decision. Let's read. And David said in his heart, I shall not perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape into the land of the Philistines. And Saul shall despair of me to seek me any more in any cause of Israel. So shall I escape out of his hand. And David arose, and he passed over with the 600 men that were with him unto Achish, the son of Maok, king of Gath. And David dwelled with Achish at Gath. He and his men, every man with his household, even David with his two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelite, and Abigail the Carmelitess, Nabal's wife. And it was so that David was fled to God, and he sought no more again for him. And David said unto Achish, if I have now found grace in thine eyes, let them give me a place in some town in the country, that I may dwell there. For why should thy servant dwell in the royal city with thee? Then Achish gave him Ziklag that day, wherefore Ziklag pertaineth unto the kings of Judah until this day. And the time that David dwelt in the country of the Philistine was full year and 4 months. And David and his men went up and invaded the Jebusites and the Jezreelites and the Amalekites. For those nations were of old, the inhabitants of the land, as thou goest to shore even unto the land of Egypt. And David smote the land, and left neither man nor woman alive, and took away the sheep, and the oxen, and the asses, and the camels, and the apparel, and returned and came to Achish. And Achish said, whither have ye made a road today? And David said, against the south of Judah, and against the south of the Jerahmeelites, and against the south of the Kenites. And David saved neither man nor woman alive, to bring tidings to God, saying, lest they should tell on us, saying, so did David, and so will he be his manner all the while he dwelleth in the country of the Philistines. And Achish believed David, saying, He hath made his people Israel utterly to abhor him. Therefore he shall be my servant forever. Lord, thank you for your word to us. Anoint my lips and put verses and words on my lips, O God, and anoint the message. Make it reach your people who are in need of your word, O God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray that your name will be magnified and your name will be glorified. We thank you. Take it and spread it. This is our prayer in this name. Amen and amen. As introduction for the message, we know very well that David was serving the Lord and he was anointed as a king over Israel. But he was followed and he was tracked by Saul and he wanted to kill him and he was hunting him from place to place. Now, what we have read in verse 1, and David said in his heart. Now here the point. David started to think about the whole situation. Now I am here and Saul is going to keep attacking me. Now what is the best things I'll do? You know, sometimes we just think by our mind, you know. It's true, we have to reason out of what we need to do. God give us good mind to think about it. You know, if you are in the place of danger, automatically you have to move away. That's the correct thing. And because you need to protect yourself. And that's what he thought in his heart. How he said, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape into the land of the Philistines. He said, I am here. Sure, 100%, I'll be attacked by Saul and one day I will perish. I'll be killed. There is nothing better for me. The best things I do is I will run to the land of the Philistines. Why? And the Saul shall despair of me to seek me anymore in way, in any cause of Israel, so shall I escape out of his hand. How he thought about it? If I'll move from the place of Israel, from the land of Israel, I'll go to the Philistines, Saul will not be able to reach me there. He will give up on me and I'll be safe. That is how he thought. The way he thought is very correct, very reasonable, but later on, we will see it was a very wrong decision. You know, when you use your mind to calculate, yeah, and your heart and your emotion to decide about things, you know. Obviously, what he was saying, David, death is coming if I stay in this place. So, the best thing, I will run away. At the first, it is correct. But let us see. Let us see what was that decision. It was correct or no. Let me tell you something. If you are in danger, danger is not an indication for you to move from that place. You know, when David hear about that, the Philistines have taken Keilah, he inquired of God, and God told him, go. The people told him, don't go, it's dangerous, how we can manage there? God told him, go. So danger is not a place, is not a reason for you to leave the place that God had a place to. Especially, there is something about David. There is something about David and his decision to leave Judah and Israel and to go to the Philistine. If you read about that in Book of 1 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 5. God has sent one of his prophets, the prophet Gad, and he told David. And the Prophet God said unto David, abide not in the hold. Depart and get thee into the land of Judah. Then David departed and came into the forest of Harith. You see here, you know, the word of God through the Prophet, he told him, don't stay in the hold. He was put himself in some hiding place. He told him, don't stay here. You go back to the land of Judah. Now he's in the land of Judah and Saul want to kill him. Now, possibly he forget what the Prophet said to him, or because of the threat, or because his emotion, or because his mind, he was overcome. And he took the decision, and he went to the land of the Philistines. Let us see, you know. And David arose, verse 2, and he passed over with the 600 men, and were with him, unto Achish, the son of Maok, king of Gath. And David dwelt with Achish at Gath, he and his men, every man with his household, even David with his two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelite, and Abigail the Carmelite, Nabal's wife. So here, the first instant, when they moved to the Philistines, they were all 600 people, everyone with his family. They were able to stay there, David and his family and the men with his family. So things were correct as he thought about it. It is correct, because you know, sometimes when you think about things and we think that things go well with it, so our decision is correct. We have done the right things, you know, everyone is doing that. Praise the Lord. Yeah. And in verse 4, it confirmed. Let's read it. And it was thought that David was afraid to God, and he sought no more again for him. Oh, now it's confirmed, correct. The David decision is absolutely correct. He get place, 600 people, they have their residency, and they give them permission to stay there. And now also Saul, he cannot reach them, he give up. So what David thought is correct, but until the proof otherwise. In verse 5, and David said unto Achish, if I find no grace in thine eyes, let them give me a place in some town and country, that I may dwell there, for why should thy servant dwell in the royal city with thee? Now, David asked favor, not because he want to humble himself, he should not live with the king, no. David cannot live with the king because he cannot expose his paper what he is doing. He cannot let the king know that he is attacking the Philistines. Then King Achish gave him Ziklag that day, wherefore Ziklag pertaineth unto the kings of Judah unto this day. You see here, when he asked grace and favor, God answered him. No, sorry, God answered him. The king, king of God answered him. Achish answered him. He said, yeah, he gave him city. He gets favor. So all these things that go along, confirmation that what he decided is correct. But let us see. Let us wait for to the end. And the time that David dwelled in the country of the Philistines was a full year and 4 months. Oh, it's a very long period of time. What he was doing there, how they were living, there was income or no. Let's read verse 8. And David and his men went up and invaded the Geshurites and the Jezreelites, and the Amalekites, for those nations were of old the inhabitants of the land, as thou goest to shore, even unto the land of Egypt. So here they have started to invade the ministry also. There's ministry here, they are attacking the inhabitant of the land that God said destroy. There's a ministry. There is progress and what else? And David smote the land and left neither man and woman alive and took away the sheep and the oxen and the asses and the camels and the apparel and retained and came to Achish. You see here, not only he stayed a long time, but there's a provision. What is the provision? More cattle, more oxen, and more sheep, more camels, and cloth, and there's more provision. That is confirm also, you know, sometimes when we are getting material things at the beginning, oh, wow, my decision is correct. Praise God, thank you, Lord, you lead me in this. But let's wait. Let's wait to the end. When you think with your heart, what do you say? And David said in his heart. That's the most dangerous place when you decide with your heart. Let's read. And I can say, whither have ye made a road today? And David say, against the south of Judah, and against the south of the Jeramelites, and against the south of the Kenites. And David saved neither man nor woman alive to bring tidings to God, saying, lest they should tell on us, saying, so did David, and so will he his manner all the while he dwelleth in the country of the Philistines. Now David, what he started to do, he started to tell lies. Now, it's correct, we should not give intelligence to the enemy. But we should not put ourselves in a situation that we need to continue to tell lies to protect ourselves. Now this is questionable here. Sometime it happened, there's constant enemy. But let us read the next verse. Let's read the next verse. And Achish believed David. Why David was telling him this? He can't tell him that we are attacking the Philistines, they're attacking the people who are non-belonging to God. He wants to protect himself. And Achish believed David, saying, he has made his people Israel utterly to abhor him. Therefore he shall be my servant forever. No, here is the dangerous things. Now David had put himself now totally under the power of an unbeliever. And he's the king. Now see here, when a decision, you make a decision, and that decision will make you a slave in such a way to an unbeliever, 100% you have made a wrong decision. You know, don't be deceived. Devil also can give material things, favor. He can give good things to entice you. But you need, when you start to face such situation that you are enslaved by an unbeliever and you are controlled by them, he is no more controlled by God. He say, he will be my servant forever. He get hold on him on every side. And this is a time that David need to review his decision. I will tell you something. In the year 2002, God spoke to me about something. I was delaying to obey. But I am sure that was what God spoke to me. Finally, I obey. You know now, I regret that I did not obey at once. Because what God asked me to do is something. It is like you David, stay in Judah. And let be under Saul. Better to be under Saul than to be under Achish. To be a servant of Achish. Under the threat of Saul, better. And I tell you also but I learned a lesson that I need to obey God. In the 2018, I was about to, in front of the crossroad, I need to take a decision. Decision is very critical and vital. I fasted 6 months for it. Finally, I took that decision. That decision is absolutely wrong when you see it. But now, I praise God that I obey Him. God willing, next Sunday, we will continue how to take right decision and be aware of wrong decisions in your life. The point here, if God had not said, you don't do it, please. Let's all stand. As we are waiting for the Lord to come, hallelujah, be away from to be under Achish. Hallelujah. Let us be set free from the power of darkness, lies of devil. Come back to the Lord, repent. Give your life fully to Him. We need to prepare ourselves. How about Jesus will come and He will find you under a kiss? You are living in lies, away from where God had placed you. You repent. Instructions. We will not fear men or power of darkness. We will not put ourselves under the power of people like Achish. Oh God, take your word and spread it. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.